Good afternoon, my friends, in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, all over the world. Welcome to the webcast. This is your internet pastor, PJ. Thank you for joining me.
You're looking for that person that you want to marry. The questions that enter into your mind is, or should have entered into your mind, is what sort of person can create this type of bond with you, this close matrimonial kind of atmosphere every day? Is it like a wedding is taking place in your life? Who is willing to understand and to accept you as you really are, to take you as you are, not to try to change you, to rearrange you, to be a stranger to you? Who is the other person that can create that safe place where you can feel protected from often the painful realities that take place in the world that you live in?
Stop it, PJ. You know that kind of existence doesn't exist anymore. As a matter of fact, PJ, you are just playing one of the clips from your marriage counseling page, and it was from clip number 3. Reposting, how do I find the right person? Now, listen, I want to share something with you on this webcast because I think this is a very important rules of engagement. What are the rules of engagement between a man and a woman today? What are the rules of engagement? What if you want to engage in getting involved in the life of this pretty wonderful woman that you've laid your eyes upon? She just rocks your boat in a nice way. Everything is going cool. You take her out to dinner. You take her dancing. You spend what little money you have attempting to entertain her, not to show her who and what you are, because since she's a lady and you're a guy, it's a natural thing for two people to hook up like that and to like each other and to spur around with each other, fill each other out. You understand? You go, you have a conversation, you speak your heart, you speak your peace. All right. Especially if you say you know God. You know, if you go to church, that's where a lot of people are going to be headed tomorrow. And believe it or not, these silly pastors are still asking this question or trying to tell you how to find the right individual that can make you happy for the rest of your life. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. If you are under 30 years of age, you would appreciate this webcast. If you are over 40 and still married, you'll get a chuckle out of this webcast. If you're a senior citizen like myself, you probably sit on your couch and say, why are you even talking about this? My libido is so bad, I'm not interested in those things anymore. Or if you're just curious to want to know what PJ can tell you about the rules of engagement. First of all, we're not living in the 50s and 60s. Everything on my marriage counseling page would be more adequate for people who came up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe the 90s, because it was in the 90s when the authority thing got kicked out of the window. Let me give you an example. If you're dating a young lady and you were having a conversation with her and you said, hey, if we get hooked up and get married, who would really be in charge if we really came to an impasse? Well, today's conversation on the marketplace would be, well, we both democratically have an equal say in the relationship. Not in the day that I came up, because when I came up, I'm running this. I'm in charge of this family. I'm the one that determines what goes on. So if you're a senior citizen, 50, 60, 70, and over like that, you're going to find this very amusing, because I'm going to share with you today a story. I'm not going to have anybody come into the booth or the studio, but I'm going to share a story that I'm very familiar with. And it happened in real time in 2015. I know a young man that went to work, and this young man has been enjoying his going to work. As a matter of fact, my mind and my heart is always overjoyed when a young man goes to work and makes his own money and buys their own food and takes care of their own life. That excites me to the max, because that's a very good sign that that young man will probably make a good husband one day or a provider for his family. Any young man that gets up to goes to work on the regular will be a good provider for their family. So this young man gets off of his job, hard day's toil, and lo and behold, they meet a person that they went to high school with. She's a young lady, he's a man. They began to talk. They remember when they talked with each other in high school and just meeting each other now in their late 20s, going on, turning into that magic, those magical ages of marriage, happiness, raising family, making taxes, and making babies and homes with the one that you want to be with. You know, at that age, you're thinking like that. So he meets a young lady, and as a matter of fact, I saw a picture of her. She is gorgeous. She was the most beautiful woman. And they were having a great conversation, I understand. Laughing and talking about everything, and everything is happy. And all of a sudden, in midstream, the lady goes cold. Just cold. Like she went south, okay? And when you go south on somebody, when you're in a conversation right in the middle of it, the young man asks, what did I say? Did I say something? Did something take place? Did something happen? And the young man was rather perturbed by it because he said, oh man, what the hell is going on here? What is going on with women? What is it? Because I'm not making enough money? Is it that I'm ugly? That I'm horrible? She told me that she needed a man. I was just talking and responding as a man, and all of a sudden, she went cold. That's why I'm having this discussion here in 2015. Now, I'm a Christian first and fundamentally, and I believe that the man is in charge of the home. Now, I'm coming straight up. Now, when I'm around young men, what do you think I teach them? I teach them the same thing that Socrates taught the young man that he grew up around when he was in Athens some 2,000 years ago. Socrates admonished us that an unexamined life is not worth the living. What would you get involved with the marriage with a woman and put her in charge of your life, and you're a man? Now, if you told me, well, I was raised by my mother, and I don't know the way a man is supposed to behave, and I don't have a backbone, any intestinal fortitude, balls, if you will, if you don't have the stamina to stand up and learn how to make a decision on your own, maybe you need a woman to take care of you, to guide you by the hand, show you what you need to do. The rules of engagement has changed, people, between young people. It is not like the old days before. Those are gone. We live in this new world order that the George Bushes talk about. In this new world order, men are not males. They're feminized. They're feminized to not only think, but to behave as a female. And then when it comes to important matters that men talk about, even on a casual date, where no one's promised anything, no one's asked anybody to go to bed, no one's done that, and all of a sudden the female goes south. Why did she go south? I had to explain to the young man. Number one, it could have been because you hang around me. And unconsciously, you pick up these things. You know, these things like I try to teach men. You run in this. You're in charge of this. You think on your own. You don't let anyone else think for you. No man, nor a woman. I was thinking the other day, listening audience, if someone had captured me and threw me in the back of a van and said, John Coleman, XPJ, pastor of the church, we're going to cut your throat and let your blood run out and see you bleed. I would look at the brothers and gently smile and say, get to slicing, because I don't believe that there's anything left in terms of rules for engagement for anyone in this country. I think that we have fallen so hard. Listen to me and get this. We have fallen so hard and so complete against God that when a man naturally tries to be a man and it turns a woman to going south instead of relishing in the nature of that male and the nature of that male flexing, if you will. You know what disgusts me in this world that I live in? Of the bushes of women flexing. Women flexing. You know, they have women football players, women wrestlers, women basketball players. They're all flexing. They want this testosterone, you know, this battle of the sexes going on. You can fall into that. all you want. But a real man would look at it and laugh. I don't watch the programs. I don't watch the sporting events. I have no respect for any female that's going to try to get an award for being a great basketball player. That is not a sport for a woman. Now, I know that this is something that sounds a little abnormal to a lot of people in this day and age, because in this day and age, we have to speak politically correct language. Christians don't speak politically correct language. They speak the language that they are given from the blessed word of God. God said, I created them male and female created I them. Why do you think our Lord put it that way? Why do you think he made that specific? That had nothing to do with who you fall in love with. That has something to do with the creative processes. Now, if he had said, I created them human, then we would all be equal. But he created one male and he created another female. There are distinctives there, and those roles are put there for a reason. I'm not talking about sex. You have sex with whoever you want and then take your chances with God. I'm not into that discussion. I'm into the discussion of how do we get along with the rules of engagement. Are you going to engage this person, guys, as a female, or are you going to engage them as your equal partner? That is the issue that is confronting us here in America. Why do you think Mr. Putin in Russia thinks that Obama is a weak man? Because he's feminized? It's obvious. And Mr. Putin is correct. Mr. Putin has been flexing, hasn't he? And look at the press, the male press in this country. The male press in this country are outraged at what Mr. Putin is saying. It looks like he wants to beg us into war. Well, of course he does. Every true man would do that if he felt that he is stronger than the other man. Now, we here in America, and I'm not trying to cut down this country, but we're supposed to be some of the smartest people, the wisest people, strongest people that ever. This is supposed to be the strongest nation on the very planet today in the year 2015. And our national leader is a disgusting disgrace of femininity, which is spread all throughout the press. It is spread all through politics. Religion is done and gone. He's no longer your father God. It's your mama Mary. And you know what? That's all right if you need that kind of a deity to guide you. But I think of God, and I don't think of him as a male with a penis. Don't get me wrong, because I know you female chauvinists out there want somebody to tear into. I can hear your brain now saying, that Pastor John is still alive. He's not dead yet. He's talking this stuff, and I hate him. I have some people in my own family that don't like this kind of language, but it matters not to me. The truth should never be shunned, even if it's not accepted by your own relatives, your own blood. This is a spiritual thing. This has nothing to do with who came from whom's womb, if you will. So the rules of engagement have changed. If you want to get a woman, and this is just my opinion, and you know PJ, he's always open to correction. Yes, but in my opinion, if you want a woman these days, well, number one, I'd never go after one if I was interested in them. See, I've had my tour of duty, 34 faithful years to the woman. Hey, wait a minute. Took care of her. She only worked because I told her that she could. You see what I mean? Because if I had told her that I would rather her stay home and raise our children, she would have. She did that too. My dear wife did not go to work until our youngest child was in the third grade. Oh, and we settled that when we used to drive around in our cars and talk about what it would be like back in 1966 before I married her. See what I mean? We had those discussions. Who made the decision? I did. That was rules of engagement. I said, I don't want my children raised by somebody else. I don't want no daycares to raise my babies. They will have a mother. No, we will not have a big screen. We will not have all this stuff because we're going to have little money. I'll make it. You're going to be the homekeeper. And that's why my girls didn't come up pregnant. That's why my girls don't walk around here sounding like nasty sailors with a nasty tongue and cussing out a man and trying to do a man like that. But wait a minute. Don't get me wrong. They hold their own with men. I recall one day, and I gotta tell you this story, this really happened. Let me adjust my blind. You're gonna love this story. My daughter, Leslie, was going to UCLA, and she was in Westwood having lunch on one of those sidewalk cafes, you know, with her friends, her white friends, her Jewish friends, her Latina friends. She was the only black in the bunch of seven women. You know, when you have a restaurant out there on the boulevard and the canopy kind of hangs over the sidewalk, and they were there drinking coffee and eating cookies and having a nice discussion. And a brother, a black man, dressed in the African garb, was going down the street with his little backpack on and his dreadlocks and everything. And he paused and he stops and he stares at my daughter Leslie in the midst of these white women. And then he says, "Oh," and Leslie told me the story. "Oh, there you are, sister, sitting there with all them white women, saying you couldn't sit with the sisters. You were turncoat and you were a traitor and all this stuff." And he was talking this stuff to Leslie, and Leslie said that she stood up and started talking to him in neighborhood slang that he could understand, telling him, "You know, Negro, you know the word she used. She said, you don't know me. You don't know nothing about me." And she said, "So don't try to come and talk to me that way and put me in a category, because I'm not from the part of the hood that you think I'm from." See, she was raised by a man that could think. And I often told my daughters when they grew up, you stand your ground, especially when you can. Now, if she was in an alley all alone and three of them dudes was there with dreadlocks, I'd tell her to turn the other way and run. But no, when you're in a public, you can speak your piece in this country. She spoke it. It was very effective, and it had its proper place at the proper time. Now, you try to speak to any woman and tell them what your heart is all about and where you are, and see how quick they go south on you. That's what I was telling the young man. These women will go south on you because there's no more authority. There's no more authority. They don't even want you to sound like you have it. They want you to get behind them and to appease them. And then what they do is they blackmail you with their sexuality. That's why, man, when God judges this country, man, I know the Bible says judgment seat, that judgment is going to start at the in the house of God. But I believe after judgment starts in the house of God, it's going to jump on the females. And practically all of them are going to be rebuked because of their refusal to act properly towards a man. Why you think a lot of these men are going berserk and bananas? Why you think a lot of these cops are just choking out people, stomping and choking and beating all in the back? How you think they women are treating them at home? If they were getting the love and affection that they needed, they possibly carry that characteristic out there. But there's so much hatred stimulated in this country. And even between the sexes, I'm telling you, I wouldn't even think about getting involved in any rules of engagement with anyone about anything unless I had a formidable conversation that sounds a little bit like this. And trust me, I have no clipboard in front of me. I don't have words on a computer screen that I'm reading. All right. I was on the marriage thing under my Power Bible CD looking at marriage, but I don't want to quote a lot of scriptures to you about marriage, because we can go to the Bible and read that. I want to give you some rules of engagement. Okay, first of all, this is what you have to do. You have to ask yourself first and fundamental question, why am I speaking with this woman? If you're a man, and vice versa, if you're a woman. I have an ex-college student friend of mine coming by tonight. He is a graduate student in UCLA working on his degree to be a medical doctor. And he contacted me and he said, "Hey, I was wondering if I could share a nice bottle of red with you." "Yes, come by." And he says, "We can have our conversations and we can talk." And I'm going to ask him about these rules of engagement. And I hope that he has the know-it-all to come to my website and listen to my webcast today. Unfortunately, earlier I was looking at someone's clip that he had on there about rules of engagement. And he was going through a tizzy because no one would support him. That's totally a feminized idea. You don't go through a tizzy because you don't have anyone supporting you. God will support you if you allow him to. And if he supports you, you know what? What's that verse of scripture? I can't think of it. It escaped my mind. Oh, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I don't need no group behind me. The mere fact that I've come into contact with the Christ, I'm not into groupthink. That's why he came. He came into his own, but you know what happened? His own received him not. But look what it says in John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of light, or the sons of God. See, I don't have to listen to a woman. I'm a man. I listen to my God in heaven. When I listen to my God, he's given me instructions, and those instructions are adamant, pointed, and will have a retribution account to it. Know that when you are involved with the female gentleman, you must speak like that, because there is a man that's going to guide us home. Now, oh, everyone is so happy. Everyone has been praying about, I don't know the time you listen to this webcast, but Lamar Odom, a basketball player of the Lakers and Clippers, after taking drugs for 3 days and in a whorehouse near Las Vegas, he's finally come out of his chemically induced coma, and he was speaking to his ex-wife, and he said, "Hi, honey," and everybody's happy. Everybody in the church praying for this man. Wait a minute. This man spent $75,000 in 3 days. I'm just giving you an example of the rules of engagement. $75,000 in a brothel. Okay, cocaine, everything, vomit, blood coming out of his nose and mouth, organs shutting down. At least he can say hi. Don't even know whether he's out of the woods. But why did I raise that? Because when you look at the relationship, because, oh, and who did he marry into? The Kardashian family. If you don't know anything about that family, you're from the Stone Age. Kanye West married into that family. Everybody that ain't got nothing else to do but waste their time, look at the TV about that family. You know who that family is? That Bruce Jenner guy. Remember him? I'm not going to disgrace the language of English and mention some name that Bruce Jenner controversy. That's the family that Lamar Odom was in. And you wonder why? You wonder why? See, rules of engagement. How do you engage in this? How do you get involved? And Lamar comes from a simple background like most black athletes. You come from poor feet people, and fate is with you, and you make a little money, and what do? And you can't get that out of your mind and out of your system. I know, because we all want a thrill sometime, and I seek my thrill on Blueberry Hill also. But I'm not going to be unconscious, bleeding, and throwing up and everything like that. Now, let's go back. What if your woman wants to do that with you? Would you even, guys, get with a woman like that? And vice versa, lady, would you even get with the man that has no control over his emotions and is into drugs and everything? The rules of engagement, you have to say as a man, especially if you're a God-fearing man, no, it's not going to be like that. Of all the years that I've had young men visit me in my home and everything, I set down the laws in my house. I don't set them down like a feminized male. No, these are the rules in my house. My house is a house of peace. That's what it is. I can't live in a house with, hey, check it out. One young man that I know very well told me that he got rid of that girlfriend that he had. I said, oops, there's an advantage. I got rid of her. And I said, why? And you know what he said? I got to work on me. This is about me advancing. I can't take care of her. I can't feed her. What am I doing? I said, now you're thinking like a man. Don't let anyone. Hey, you come first. Man, I had a hell of a time explaining this to these young men, because they're raised by their mothers and are this feminized society that tells them that they owe certain things. You don't owe them a darn thing. Don't let me start cussing on this thing. God help me, Lord. You know I got a nasty mouth. But I'm telling you, you don't owe them anything if they're not having your baby, sleeping in your bed, washing your toilet, cleaning up, cooking. Oh, I know I sound like a chauvinist, right? But what? Oh, you want a high-powered wife. You want her to make $250,000. You're going to stay home and clean the house, right? Well, see, you're going by some different rules. I thought I was a man. I wasn't talking with a guy that given himself over to the company store. I'm just keeping it real. I thought that we was having a conversation on rules of engagement. Because if you're talking that, you're talking about rules of estrangement. I'm estranged from you because you're a strange person. That's not what a man is supposed to be doing. Got these men over here, sometime they get up, they say, man, I got to get up and go to work. I say, yeah, you got to get up and go to work. You concentrate on what you have to do in life. And until you put some gold on a woman's finger, you ain't thinking about what she's going through because it don't matter. Because if she was doing like the old school women would have, she would have made herself presentable for a man, not a whoremonger. Why do you think most of these women just want to be beat down like they're in a porno website? Same thing with the guys. Why do you think they want to go through that? Man, people are looking for something that does not exist. But you know where they're going to get it from? They're going to get a thrill, just like Odom. Odom got his thrill, didn't he? Almost lost his life. It's up to him. He's not out the woods. And I'll just be truthful with it. I'm not concerned about how that turns out. Hey, I have to watch how I'm living. You know what the Bible tells me? I know some of you like to listen to me, but you don't like the Bible. Okay, well, I just quote this one. It says that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in our own bodies, whether good or bad. That's including me, you, your mama, your grandmama, your daddy, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, Sue, everybody. All of us. Now, you know what your woman would say? Oh, you need to stop listening to that. Yeah, right. If that's all I am, you should have turned me off, what's this, 26 minutes and 59 seconds ago. But no, you keep listening because you know I'm telling you the truth. Don't be concerned, guys, about what's going on. These women are damaged. They are ruined. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't marry a woman from this country if she was the last woman to marry. I know that's a strong, strong statement that I made, but listen to me. Why are some of you women getting so angry? See, that's why I wouldn't even waste my time trying to marry you. Why are you getting angry? Why is what I'm saying so detrimental to your footloose and fancy-free I'm running this insanity morality that you have? My God, I just watched a man on one of those, I don't know what you call these things, these people get on and you put yourself on that thing out there like that. And once you put yourself out there like that, everybody that looks at you know that you're a crackpot from outer space. I don't know what has happened to our young generation these days. I don't know what's up with them. I had to tell these boys here to stay with me. Do not put yourself. You can see one copy of Mario Canto on YouTube. I was at a concert that he was on the stage performing, but you're not going to see him acting a fool, doing any other kind of crap on the internet or on YouTube. You may see Terrence on there talking about what peace is and stuff like that, but no crazy stuff like that. Be careful. Because the rules of engagement are of such. All right, the second thing that you have to do is you have to be able to find your role in femininity very, very quickly. Now, if you're going to be successful with a woman in this day and age, find where you fit into her feminine roles. Find where you can stomach that. I can't find nowhere where I can fit in. I just can't. What? Sometimes I talk with a man and he's always talking about what his wife does to him. I said, why do you continuously let this woman badger your life? Why don't you leave her? Leave her where she is. Take all your money and everything. She ain't making no money. She won't work. Leave her. Your children are grown. Leave her where she stands. And the man wanted to spend time with me. I said, no, you the one with that wife. I'm not your wife. I'm just going to tell you, leave her. Because if he does, his life will get better. Excuse me, I'm going to step away from the mic a little bit. I have to give me some bottled water. I'd like to hear from some of you people that's listening to this, because I know that it sounds strange and weird if you think that I have presented a foul view of what rules of engagement are. And listen, I'm not talking about when you meet up with somebody and just want to have some fun. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about somebody that you may want to spend the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. If you got to ask me what I meant by having fun, you need to go to the Kitty Corner website and listen to that. I'm not going to get into that conversation with you. You know what I'm talking about. And you also know that those things happen. They happen. It's happening right now. I live in Los Angeles. Where do you live? On a little farm out in Delaware somewhere? It's happening out there too. I think we need to get our heads out of the sand. I said that women no longer, because number one, they don't have to. They've been totally liberated and freed. And so when it comes to the marriage thing now, number one, I tell guys, you better have a lot of money. Because when I married my woman, I didn't need no money. Now you figure that one out. I didn't need no money. Matter of fact, we got married, we slept on a pallet on the living room floor in our apartment for 2 months. We had no stove when we got married. She cooked on a hot plate, electrical hot plate, or we ate at a restaurant when we met up before we got home. She worked in Transamerica downtown, and I worked in Sherborne Press at 1640 South La Cienega Boulevard. I'll never forget the address. She was a clerk, and I was a shipping clerk. We had no furniture, nothing. She didn't boss me, nor did I boss her. We listened to nobody but each other. We believed everything that each other said. We did not question the other person because there was no reason, because we weren't listening to anyone else. There were no whole bunch of people to listen to, nor did we discuss our personal feelings about what we felt with each other, with our families, or our friends at any time, because it wasn't any of their damn business. That's the way a man runs his life. And if anybody tried to interfere and got in my business, I told them to mind your own damn business. And they did, because back in the day, you wouldn't put all your life over the internet like these people are doing so foolishly. That is a foolish thing to do. Or you go on my Facebook and see a few pictures that I want you to see. But the part of me that I don't want you to see, you will never see. Unless somebody comes in with a camera and tricks me and put me all over the internet, I'll just be blowing up a balloon. That's all. What do you mean by that? See, you're one of those kind of people. See, you like sensationalism. When you're a man, you also know what other people are thinking before they say it, because you know with their dirty minds where those scoundrels are going. And when you're like that and you meet a woman, you tell your woman to be careful, especially because if your woman is fine. You know, that's one thing that I can also say. My wife was very beautiful. I must say, I had to put a picture of her. She was very beautiful when we married. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I told her? You can speak with anybody you want to, baby. You can. I remember once she went out with her friends one night. I was here with the girls, and Lucy was out late. She was out with the girls that she worked with. They had a birthday party about 2 miles from where I live. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, and Lucy wasn't home yet. So I called the lady's house that she was at, because she was a lady that was in the business. And she said, hello. And I said, hey, this is John, Lucy's husband. Is she still there? And the lady, listen. The lady did like this. Oh, Lucy, your husband's calling you. And all the ladies laughed. They all laughed in the background. Because, see, here's Pastor John, the man calling, see. Lucy finally comes to the phone. Hello. I said, oh, baby, just hearing your voice satisfies my soul. You're still having fun with your friends. Baby, you go ahead. I was just kind of concerned. I don't know whether you were on the way home and gotten smashed. I can rest. God bless. I'll see you when you get home. See, she thought I was going to tell her to come home. As a man, I'm supposed to be concerned about my woman. But because she's my woman, you can stay out all night long, baby. Just let me know you breathing and you having a good time. I don't care. See what I mean? I have my mind made up. This is confidence. That's why that woman stayed with me even up until the moment she died in this house and never requested not to be with me. But you see, the rules of engagement are different now because you don't question these women, what they're doing. I don't even know why you'd marry one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. I know why you're marrying them, because you need to have a daily dose of some kind of sexual contact. Even you Christian guys out there, right? Right? Is that why you married? And so that you can legally make love, if you want to call it that, love? Because it's really not love. You know, it's really not love. You aren't making love. You aren't making any sense at all. See, PJ's just keeping it straight and clean. Rules of engagement have changed. So for those of you godly guys out there, I'm just going to end this thing up. Don't have to talk an hour. For you godly guys out there that want to figure out how the heck you're going to do it, what the heck you're going to do, when you're going to do it, why you're going to do it, and where you're going to do it, do this first. Sit down and have that discussion with that woman. And ladies, you need to sit down and have this discussion with your man. You need to say to the man, you're going to take care of me. If he pauses 1 minute, baby, drop him. He ain't no good. If I had a woman ask me if I was going to take care of her, I would say, what you think? I said, look at me, 71 years old. Does it look like I'm not taking care of me? Now, if you're going to get with me, why would you be looking any worse than I look? And I think I look all right. See, it's a stupid question. Let her know immediately that it's a stupid question. But if you go into the parameter man talking about, baby, what you going to take care of me? You are a mama's boy. You baby mama. You is a feminized male. You are a disgrace to the male species. Now, I know in this day and age, you're not, because all you got to do is say, like Bruce did, I'm no longer a male, and everybody's going to say, you got it right. Is that right? And for those of you that want to beat up on the gays and everything, this ain't about being gay, because I don't even want to talk about that. I said you can love anybody you want to love, and that's between you and the person that you want to love. I'm talking about a marriage between a man and a woman. But it really, in the gay marriage, it works the same way. Who's going to be the one in charge in the gay marriage? You can't have both of the men in charge. Somebody got to be in charge. There is somebody that's going to be the authority. Wait a minute. I recall, you know, for a number of months, I've been helping these young men in their lives get a job. Sometimes you have to stay with me. You know, a few months, something like that. Most of them are transients. They come and they don't get the lesson and they're through. But the ones that get the lesson, like I said, when they're working 40 hours a week, man, you should have seen it today, man. They piled up that refrigerator and everything, man, with all that food. I said, man, what you guys doing? They said, it ain't no EBT here. I said, what? They said, no EBT allowed. Those boys have said, oh, man, we would not bring no EBT food in this house. He said, every morsel in this house is earned with the sweat and blood of our hands and back. And they said, this food that we just put here, any of it that you want to eat, you are entitled. I told him, no, I got my own. See, because as a man, I don't even want nothing that belongs to them. See what I mean? But when you're not a man, now I can give you scripture for that. It says that if a man does not work, he should not what? He should not eat. There's another one. If a man does not provide for his own family, he is worse than an infidel. In other words, he's worse than a devil worshiper. And so, see, we have these biblical instructions. And if you hate the biblical instruction, well, just take the biblical off and have some kind of instruction. If you hate any kind of instruction, that's why you're a part of America that's messed up today because you've thrown out all the rules. One of my students came to me last week and said, Mr. Coleman, did you hear that they went into one of the Oklahoma City houses and they took the Ten Commandments statues down from the Capitol building in the middle of the night? And they had pictures of them taking the statue and all that stuff down of the Ten Commandments. And the young lad was a Christian. And he said, isn't that terrible? I said, boy, you don't know the world you're living in. They have to take those rules down. They're saying that those rules no longer apply in this pluralistic country that we live in. That's why the women are not listening to the men. And the men, in order to have social relationships with the women, would feminize themselves just to have that happen. That's an unfortunate thing, but that's the plight that we're in. If you want to see a good picture of a feminized male, it's Barack Obama, the current president of this United States. Totally feminized all the way through. That man wouldn't know how to get angry. He'd have to ask his wife, how does that look? This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio. I know I took another shot at him, but I want to say this. The economy is failing. Probably within 12 months, it's going to bottom out altogether from what I understand. But all of you black people that voted for him, I wonder what you got to say now. He hasn't helped you one iota. He can't help nobody because he was just a pawn in the game. Now, if you want your relationship to work, you got to talk like me. And you can't do that unless you're not afraid. And you're not going to make everybody happy because most people will never admit that they were taken in. And I did not say that as a man of God, I do not love the president. I love he and his wife and his daughters, his family, his mother-in-law, his everything. Hey, all his people in Kenya and you know, the doctors that bore him when he was born in Africa. Hey, I love all of them. But truth is what it is. And if you don't like my truth, then you don't like Socrates, who said that an unexamined life is not worth the living. So you can stay in your cave, covered up by the mud of deceit, think that your relationship is going to be a perfect one unless you ask some dynamic questions as a man ought. Adopt the disposition to be a man. That is why God created Adam first. He didn't create Eve. There's a reason for that. You may not like it. You may not ascribe to it. I try to tell the young man that I influence, whenever you meet a woman, and that happens like it did because she went south on him and he didn't know what happened. And I said, I think I'll do a webcast about that. And when you get a minute, you listen to it. And then you know that unless you find a woman that's a foreign woman from another country, not influenced in any way by the American culture, by the American media, by an American mother or grandmother that is hateful or antagonistic against a black man, be careful, boys. Be very, very careful. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio on this 17th of October, 2015. Oh, and by the way, some people try to send me a little note about Jesse Lee Peterson's webcast. I did not listen to that clown, that betrayer of blackface. Jesse Lee Peterson hates African Americans. He is the worst kind of demon in our community. When he speaks about something that is godly, I know the man personally. Those of you back east and down south that may have met him, if you ever get a chance to ask Jesse, ask him why didn't he air the television program that I and he participated in a number of years ago after I said in his studio. See, this is Pastor John Coleman in a room in his house. I don't have those expensive cameras and all that money and everything he flashes around. But ask him why he didn't put that on the air, because he tried to put me on the hot seat in his studio. So I don't follow a hypocrite and a liar. That's Jesse Lee Peterson. For all of my white brothers out there that think that he is the sugar in the coffee and the tea and the Kool-Aid factory, you keep on being hucksuckled by a brother that is being paid by somebody else to tear black people down. This black man will never do that. I will always lift black men up to the highest possible way. I know that we were ripped off from our culture, had Christianity shoved down our throat, and a polluted Christianity at that. Get us to be on our knees while somebody's going to beat us. I wish I had Malcolm back in the 60s when Martin started off. I had Stokely Carmichael saying, what the hell am I doing on my knees and these boys sicking police dogs and water holes on me? People, justice and freedom comes when you realize that God created you free. And you don't have to get with a group or a group of individuals to know that. Discover who you are. Discover your freedom in God alone. All right, the old man spoken enough. What is it, 45 minutes? I'll give you 15 minutes off. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the word. Much love.